Blog Talk Radio.
The Initiative Radio Network proudly presents the Ant Canary Experience, hosted by Rev Anthony.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Pamela Palace Enlightenment at the Initiative Radio Network. I'm Sister Pamela K. Muhammad, your host for tonight. Tonight we have, let me open up first of all, in the name of Allah, who shaming the person, Master Farad Muhammad. We thank him for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the exalted Christ, and our beloved the minister of the Farrakhan, who is our divine leader, and our mission today. So I'd like to thank everyone and welcome them onto the show. Tonight, we're going to delve into our beloved brother Fontaine, who came on social media yesterday and brought a beautiful word from our beloved minister, Farrakhan. And so very inspiring. And basically, you know, it is time now to share what the Nation of Islam has done for the believers and to share it to the world, to our people, first and foremost, because our people are definitely the ones who are in need of this divine teaching. And so I would just, you know, like to share a bit of that, and hopefully our believers, brothers and sisters, will call in to share with us what the words of our beloved brother Fontan shared with us yesterday from the instructions of our beloved, beautiful minister, Farrakhan. And so hopefully he, I tried to get him on. I don't know if he'd be able to join us tonight. But nevertheless, you know, the show goes on. But basically, you know, we are to share these teachings, but really I don't even want to call them teachings. They are so much divine teachings, should I say. Because it's definitely have helped me and saved my life. I can definitely testify to that. And there are so many other lives that, you know, that it has saved. And as we was taught, everything else prayer. And Islam comes, you know, at the end to save all those that are, you know, who will be submissive, you know, who will submit their will and strive to do the will of Allah. So we might play a couple of clips until we have of the minister, short clips that are just words of inspiration. And when I see those that may want to come on and share what's on their hearts, and then we would delve into that. If anyone's online right now would like to share their testimony, what the teachings have done for them, or someone that they even know, it would be absolutely wonderful to hear from anyone who these teachings have impacted. I know just recently a sister shared where she was on crack, and until she heard the teachings and strive to live the life, you know, more righteousness, and she put the crack pot down. And that was so inspiring. I mean, it's beautiful to know that, you know, I don't care what state that you may be in, you know, whatever it is, because we all, you know, are not perfect. We all have been influenced definitely by the wickedness of this white supremacy world that we live in, and that that's the truth of it. You know, a lot of times we have to go through sometimes very hard trials to get, you know, to go through it and to have the experience of going through it and then by the grace of Allah, you know, you may meet someone or hear a word. Like all of us had, someone had to bring us a word. So it is our duty to give the word to our people to help them. So we can't be arrogant with this. We can't think we know it all, because we can never know it all. So that's a no-no. So basically, you know, stay humble and stay, you know, striving to share it, because it's not for us to just, you know, go to the Mars and listen to it. You know, no, ma'am, no, sir. It's for us to get out there in the street to share with our people who are so desperately in need of that. And that's why we are, we don't know ourselves a lot of times as people. So we are, you know, doing some very evil things, even to our own. You know, I've just heard today where, you know, mother station is going on. There was a 22-year-old, you know, young preacher who was going with a minor. You know, all type of evilness is going on. And yes, the world makes it seem fair-seeming or right, but it's not right, because we all have a duty. When we know better, we do better, you know. If so we can't be using that excuse. We, you know, we can't say, oh, you know, he did it or she did it, so I'm going to do it. No, when you know better, you do better, or you will be punished. Yeah, and that's for sure. So we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Initiative Radio Network.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education, through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, is based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33webs.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent, and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV, and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop, along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539, at 701-639-0190, or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
Thank you, and welcome back to Pamela Platt's Enlightenment at the Initiative Radio Network. Tonight we're having a beautiful discussion about a beautiful minister who, you know, gave some very, very inspiring words yesterday to our beloved brother, Brother Fontan. And those words, I mean, they just really inspired me. I'm always inspired by, you know, destination, the spirit of Allah that beautifully is channeled through our beloved minister. Some always, you know, strive, as they say, to, you know, let the good outweigh the bad. And so we just are inspired to, you know, just share these beautiful life-giving teachings with our people, with our brothers and sisters, to help them to overcome all so many obstacles and different things that they're going through, also to help lift, to change our condition, because if we don't change it, no one else is. We have to, you know, clean up our neighborhood. And I just don't mean physically, but we have to do it morally. We have to do it spiritually. We have to do it economically. You know, we have to do it politically, et cetera. We have to do that. We can't wait on white people to do things for us. I know that we've been, taught like that for so long, because some of us can't believe that, you know, I can't do that without them. But yes, you can, and yes, you will. We definitely are struggling. We're going to have to separate, and that's just the truth. But we cannot separate at this time until we get things in order, and that is to get ourselves in order, you know, to do better by each other, stop, you know, this senseless killing and just doing every evil that we can imagine, because we've been taught like that. But now, once we know better, once you hear the teachings and you don't adhere to it, and then the punishment is on you. But those that don't hear it, or haven't heard it, and then, you know, what you don't know. But once you learn, we have to do better. We cannot have any more excuses for the wickedness that we have, that we are doing, that how we have become. We cannot do it any longer. So those were very inspiring words. We must change our own reality. And so with that, we're going to go to a short, probably about 6 to 7 minutes. Unless those that are online would like to comment and tell me what you think of the beautiful words by our brother Fontaine, who was at the Finance House newspaper, the national and international newspaper, so beautifully written too, I must say that. Those papers are such a beautiful gift, and they just, you know, it's really enlighten our people and whoever reads them. So with that, we're going to listen a bit to just a short clip from the minister, How to Love the God Within.
Get out of the old way. Come up from the old way. Take off the old clothes. Put on a new garment. It's a new day. Come on, brothers and sisters. Get out of the old way. Don't think you're new holding on to the old thing. Put the reefer down. Put the coke down. Put the snorting and sniffing down. Put down the old man of the old world, of the old way that's gone. Become a new person.
The greatest thing you could do is to make a rap, a song, a poetry about the greatness of the black man. But you can't make nothing like that if you haven't been taught that. Now, who are you? You say, well, I'm an African. No. You were here before there was an Africa.
That's right.
So you can limit yourself and say, well, I'm an African, but that's okay. But who named it Africa? That's not the original name of that continent. Well, if it don't have its original name and you're naming yourself after it, then you don't know what was before that. There never was a time that the black man wasn't here. In fact, about it, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we were here before the sun.
Yes.
The Holy Quran keeps using the term we. Although we know God is one, it says we. In the Genesis, us. And God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. But when he started making man, he said, let us. Let us make a man in our image and after our likeness. But they never tell you who the us is. They call Adam the first man. Yeah, he was the first white man.
That's right.
What? No. Go look. Right. Look up pre-Adamite.
There you go. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you know, it was Adam, there was Eve, there was Cain, there was Abel. And then they went into the land of Nod and saw some people there. But who were them people? In other words, there never was a time that you weren't here. And you have been involved in everything, the creation of the heavens and the earth. You involved with the God who did it, and we were with him in doing it. Now, you can take it or leave it. But you are a natural creator. And you are a natural God after the supreme of being. You are a direct descendant of the Creator and are a member of the Creator's nation. There was no brown, no red, no yellow, no white before you. Everything comes out of darkness into the light. And every color came out of the black man, and the last one was
white.
Now run, tell that. See, that's right. They're talking about how black lives matter. And then the white folks say, no, I mean, yes, but all lives matter. See, all white people want to do is change the narrative. But they weaken your narrative if you follow them. Well, yes, all lives do matter. But they wouldn't be worth a damn if black life didn't matter, because black life is the father of all life. So black lives matter, and stay right there.
I said, go home and write down all the things about you that you love. And everything about you that you love is of God. And then on the other side, write down the things about you that you don't like. And that's what you've got to work on in order to love yourself more. Because until you do that, you can't love people any more than you love yourself. And you cannot love God any more than you love yourself. And this is why the teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the greatest message that you could receive, because in it is a profound knowledge of God and a profound knowledge of self.
Okay, thank you, and welcome back to the Initiative Radio Network. That was our beloved minister who, wow, I had heard that clip at least two times before, but tonight I learned more when he said that, you know, right just now, you know, to you have to think better. You have to put on the new man and woman. We definitely, as a people, because we have been taught so long about, and so, you know, it just seemed like forever of, you know, not being good enough or not being other than, you know, supreme or worthy or valuable, et cetera. But as a teacher, that's why I love the teaching so much, because it just shows the beauty in us, and I love that, you know, the beauty in your brother and sister. And as the minister said, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching is the greatest teaching, so don't ever, ever let anyone, you know, tell you other than that. And you know, and just keep and believe that. And also, you know, what he just instructed of the things that you like about yourself, and I'm going to do that tonight, as a matter of fact. Write the things that you like about yourself, the things that you, you know, don't like about yourself, the things that you like about God, and work on the things that, you know, you may be weak in. That's a beautiful, beautiful instruction and a lesson for us all. So therefore we can, you know, to elevate the God in us, to pour the God in us. Thus, like I say, you know, in this world we have been taught so wickedly and wrong, you know. So it's time to put on a new man, and it's definitely no time to put on a new woman. So with that, we're going to go and see, do we have any callers? Excuse me. At this time. And that's the link we do, so let's see here. I'm going to give it a minute. Computer's slowing down a little bit, so caller, please be patient. I'm coming. You know how technology is, it can be great, but it also can be a little, should I say, testy. So we're going to take our call as soon as the computer goes back up. But as I, as the computer's loading up, the clip that we just heard was absolutely beautiful. The way the minister explained the Adam being a white, the first white man, the pre-Adamites, of course, being the original people, of course, as we know, we're in a nation, and as we so beautifully share with my brothers and sisters who not a member of the nation, but definitely a part of the nation. Some just don't know at this moment, but that all people come from us, and we are the originals. So with that, we're going to go back to the callers, and hopefully we can get this one in. But also, as he was sharing, we have to, we definitely have to put on a new thinking ability. With that, again, we take our callers.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum salam, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm fine. All praises due to Allah, sister. I am humbled by your request.
Brenda. Oh, beautiful, sister Brenda. We are on it. Sister, we are so honored. I mean, just hearing your voice, just, I'm serious, just brain chills because you have such a beautiful spirit and you're so, and, you know, you're so gifted, sister. So I would just like for you to come on, sister, and share with us what were you inspired, were you impacted by our brother, Brother Fontaine, who came on yesterday so beautifully. May Allah bless your brother for all his hard work. I must take the time out to send in his love and dedication and sacrifices that he has given our nation and our people. But he did come on and share with us the message from our beloved minister. And So what were your thoughts? Please share with us what you got out of that.
All praises due to Allah. I too am very thankful to our brother for his many sacrifices and how he has, with the Final Call newspaper, kept the messenger out front. I was so inspired by the love that was shown forth to us that came from the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and the divine instructions mm-hmm. that we gave, giving even those who have been kind of like sitting on the sidelines, waiting to come off of the bench, the opportunity to continue to serve in whatever capacity that Allah will allow them to serve in. It is an opportunity for us to come together because we're in a, Sister Pamela, this is such a crucial time that we are
in. Yes, ma'am.
It's mm-hmm. not only a dark hour, but it's a crucial time. And there is a lesson that I am reminded of from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad concerning the total eclipse. He said that after the sun was burned out, completely burned out, that the stars will continue to shine. We are getting to the hour of that eclipse as the minister speaks more and more of the time coming when he will be departing from us to go to the messenger to see him face to face. That is very profound. We must begin to understand that statement. It is a profound statement. And in that hour, the world will be depending on those of us who have been close to the sun, who can reflect that light, to continue to shed light in the darkness that will be present when the sun is eclipsed. So we have to work. I was inspired by the opportunity to get the green light, to step our game up. He's asking us, if you have a game, step your game up. I need your help. How can we say we love the minister and mm-hmm. he calls on us to help him in such a way? See, this was a different cry for help. I heard something different in this cry for help. And we must answer the call, because this is without a doubt the final call. It is time to improve all situations. It's so much I want to say, but if I say it, I'll say over into my subject matter for Tuesday next week, the big surprise.
Wow, Sophie, I'm serious. Oh, praise be to God. You have come on here. You have just given me chills. You made me sit up straight. You made me want to push and push and push a bit hard. I tell you that. It's absolutely beautiful. Your words, oh my God, the eclipse, the way you explained that, it just absolutely nothing but God given talent, sister. I thank you so much for sharing. I'm so serious. I'm so serious. Wow.
Because
wow.
there's not one of us that are not a star in the messenger's crown.
Wow.
We are part of the universe, the University of Islam. There's no big eyes, no little U's. Everybody, the minister said, I don't care who you are. It's almost everybody, he's giving everybody a title. Go for it.
Yeah.
Over what
all
you know.
Right.
Just help me. Help
yes,
me.
Right. Yes,
you see what
ma'am.
I'm saying? It's beautiful.
Yes, I see.
To see
it
the
is.
Nation and, go into
wow.
motion. I'm excited beyond anybody's wildest imagination. I am excited. I'm humbled. I'm grateful. Yes. I'm thankful to Allah. And, you know, everybody knows I had a stroke, a brain stroke in February this year, a week before Savior's Day. I don't want to take a lot of time. I get long-winded. I'm excited. I have lots of things to be thankful about. And so I'm looking at what I've been asked to do, the duty, the responsibility, the divine instructions, the opportunity to continue to serve after having something like that to happen to me. Mm-hmm. And Allah says, do you think that I would allow that to affect you when you work so hard and I still got you? Still want to work. You're still trying to go. You're saying, no, this will not stop me. So I have to let you go. I have to let you out of the gate. So we all have something that we want to give. Now is the time to give it. There's more excuses, no more complaining, no more talking about this person is in a position of authority and they're holding me back and they won't let me. That's over with. You can't say that anymore. Praises due to Allah. He took away all the excuses.
Yes,
he settled all the differences. He settled them all.
Absolutely right. Beautiful sister, you are absolutely right. Me too. That's why I say I don't have an excuse. I don't make an excuse, but I said with Allah's help and your assistance, I can do it. Let's go. You know,
that's
my attitude. And let's go. Let's go do this in the name of Allah. And that's what
we have to move. Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're absolutely right. Like you said, that's no big guy, no whether you know. It's about as a nation, that's what it's about. We all got a gift. You know, and that's the beauty of it. It's like a puzzle. That puzzle has to be fit together to be a puzzle, Yes, ma'am. And so, you know, I love it. Like I say, you know, you don't have to be jealous or envy of that person's gift because we all have one. If we use it in the name of Allah for righteousness and for building up, for uplifting, and then He got us. As long as we stay on that path. And that's the beauty of it. We all got work to do. We all have valuable worthiness in this. So I'm just humbled to be a part of it.
I'm so excited, Sister Pamela. Did I give the greeting? I was so excited. I'm on 1,000. I'm jumping out the gate. Assalamu alaikum, family. I apologize. I had a Farrakhan moment. You know, the messenger will do half the lecture. He said, I know I didn't give the salutation, but I'm getting around to it. Hey, come out of that gate running. Yes, ma'am. I'm out the gate. I am out of the gate. Yes, absolutely. I am inspired. I am thankful.
Right.
There's no excuses. If you have a talent, you are not allowed to bury it. Bring it. He said,
You sure
and
did.
All of us have a talent. We all have
That's
a talent.
That's right. Absolutely. You're so right.
Yes.
That's the clip we were just listening to a moment ago when he said, put on the new man and the new woman and, you know, whatever your talent is, then, you know, use it for the betterment of lifting. And, you know,
absolutely.
And that was just right on time. And you are absolutely right. Beautiful.
Divine message. Divine message, divine instructions. I believe these are the most divine instructions that we have received in the history of the nation of Islam. This is what
sure
I took from that.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too, sister. When he said that, I'm like, you know, I already like, you know, posting and sharing with whoever I come in contact with. And when he said that, I'm like, oh, shucks, not this.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Yes,
without
ma'am. Beautiful.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm thankful to Allah.
Yes,
ma'am.
Oh, my God.
All praises due to Allah. Allahu Akbar.
Yes,
beautiful.
Allah,
this is the day. I didn't think I would live to see this day. Nobody could have told me that I would live long enough to see this day. This day, then I know somebody said, what's so different about this day than what was different about any day? Because this is the day that when you look back at what you are about to do in the name of Allah, when you see the power that is backing you, because you are backing the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, this is the day when you will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a part of the reason why the nation will never fall again.
Praise be to Allah. You're absolutely
right. You will see it.
Yes. Sure is. And I'm loving it.
Mr. Pamela, I mean, we're adults. We have to speak power to truth. We have to speak truth to power. Even if we have agents in the mosque, they have an obligation. If they are not yet converted, they're convinced enough to do some work. I mean, it's nothing. No more excuses. Nothing. Everything. No excuse. The agent, everybody's got something to do. It's too much work. The work is now where you're not going to be able to do anything that if the least thing you do, and I'm not talking about violations against the restrictive law. I'm talking about a mindset that keeps us from working. The little things, Sister So-and-so said this to me, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to pay charity. Okay, that's fine. Nobody's judging you because that's between you and Allah. But right now, the things that have been put forth as complaints for why you're not doing the work. Mr. Farrakhan said, okay, no more excuses. Go for it. You don't need a title. You don't need nobody's permission. Just go. I said go.
That's right.
I'm not sending this instruction down through anybody. I said go. Brother Fontaine, he got his instructions. He moved out. He's the messenger. He bought the message. Now you got the message because I was inboxing everybody. Lost founds. Everybody got an inbox of that message. I was just inboxing.
Yes.
And he said, now you have no excuse. Go. Go for it. You don't need a title. Go for it. Bring it to the
table. Absolutely. Yes.
All praise
do it big. Yes, ma'am. We do have another caller on.
Yes, ma'am.
Stay with us, sister, if you can.
Of course, I will.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I think we lost our caller here, but hoping to hear a call. We call right back in. Probably had just a drop a line. But call if you are listening. Please call right back in, and we will definitely bring it in. But as we can continue to talk to another one, come. Hold on for 1 second. Yes, ma'am, go ahead, sister, because join you. You're absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, there's so much that we can say. Revelations of the Holy Quran are coming. I mean, everything is coming full circle. There's an energy in the air that. If your spirits are low, it lifts it up. If you think that you were not seen or heard or felt or that you didn't, I was feeling like I didn't have, I absolutely had the feeling, and I expressed it to my sister Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know where I fit in at anymore. Where do I fit in?
I know the feeling.
This has happened to me. I don't know where I fit in. What can I do? Allah answered my prayer.
See?
He gave me something to do. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to continue to serve.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I took from it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. So you're absolutely right. You just hit something in me when you said that. But I have a question that I wanted to pose from our beloved brother here. But let me say that you're absolutely right when you say, you know, because I asked myself for many years, you know, what do I have to offer to this world? Like, what is my purpose, you know? As, you know, being, you know, confined to a chair, and, you know, sometimes being the only one in the chair and with having to have help. And,
yes,
but, you know, yes, ma'am. But I think that's why I said, these teachers have really helped save my life. I am so serious about that. And, you know, once I stop trying to be so much part of the world and just be myself and,
yes,
you know, and have, yes, ma'am, and just have faith in, and Allah definitely show me that, yes, dear sister, you do have a purpose on this life. So I say that humbly to us all. Never just judge a person by what you think that they can't do or do you think that they may not be a part of whatever, you know, the mission. Because Allah didn't give everybody the same thing. He made all of us different. And
that's
why we have
right.
to be
that's
so humble. Yes, ma'am, and accept each other for what Allah, how he has given all of us uniqueness and beauty if we just focus on that. So I just had to say that, sister. But, wow. Praise
correct,
to Allah.
Yes, ma'am, all praise is due to Allah. You are absolutely
yes,
correct.
Ma'am.
Because remember
that's
now,
right,
sister Pamela, when Allah brought you
yes,
to Islam,
ma'am.
He brought your chair with you, so the work was in your chair. And your mind
yes,
is
ma'am.
Not confined.
That's right.
Allah,
you are absolutely.
He's using you, sister.
Yes,
you.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Definitely. I ask Allah in the prayer to shake me a lot, shake my heart. You know, I mean, you've been giving me all the physical, but give me the heart, give me the spirit, give me the soul. And so that's my prayer. And by the grace of Allah, you know, I'm striving. But my praise is to God. And thank you, sister, for your, again, I must say, your beautiful inspiration. Such a pleasure. But I, you're so welcome. I want to ask you a little bit more on the in-depth of what you had said, and also some question here. What the minister said yesterday about, you know, what, okay, let me get this right. Could you please go in details about what the minister said to free people, you know, to go out, you know, basically to be able to embrace our people and, you know, allow them to see basically how these teachings have helped us and they also can help them. How would you go about that, or what, and what would be your take on that?
Yes, ma'am. When you said that, I was reminded of a scripture, a narrative in the scriptures, where
mm-hmm.
Jesus was asked a question, and the question was posed to him by the scribe and the Pharisees. And they asked him, it was concerning the company that he was keeping. And they asked him, what are you doing sitting with those people? You should be up here sitting with us. And, you know, I am thankful today that I am the them and not the us, because Jesus would have considered himself in good company sitting with me. And this is the
mm-hmm.
way that I feel that we should go out among our people, not as if we are sitting up over them because we have the wisdom and we've been blessed with the knowledge of self, but humbling ourselves so that they feel like we are in good company with them as well as they are in good company with us.
Wow.
Because
yeah.
they are the people that God wants. The
mm-hmm.
messenger says that, you know, those are his best followers. we have to be careful with them. So we shouldn't go among our people as if I'm better than you, and if you come and get this teaching, you can be as good as me. No. No. When we go out amongst our people, we must go out with the ideal that every one of them we meet, no matter where they are, what they are doing, we are in good company. The way Jesus was when he went among the people and sat with them and supped with them. He knew who he was, but he knew who they were to God, and that is what matters. That is what matters.
Wow, you sounded absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. You're absolutely right. A humble heart and a spirit of humbleness and love. And they can feel it. As you said, you can't go down boisterous and like we are the prize. No, they are by the permission of God.
By God.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
beautiful.
Yes,
wow.
Thank you. Thank you for your question.
Wow. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your beautiful answer to enlighten us. It is so beautiful. You are absolutely right. I can't stand when we are so arrogant, you know, and don't do that, you know, because we, by the grace of the Lord, we have been taught from that. For someone had enough love to share with us, so we have to have that same love and even more to share with our people. And like the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, and I've always remembered that. He said some of our best people, our best fathers of service of God are still in the street. So don't we forget that and think that we have made it. Because if we do not do what we're supposed to do, we can be back in that street and they can be in our place and receiving the beautiful rewards and blessings of Allah. So we have to definitely remember that.
To read the surah, he frowned. If they read that surah, they would get a full view. I didn't mean to come in so soon, but I want you to be able to get to our brother. I'm excited to hear what he has to say. But if we will read the surah entitled, He Frowned, you will see in that surah how Allah views us when we look down at someone. If we frown on God's people from a high place, then he will frown on us. Because they are blind.
Mm-hmm.
In the surah, the prophet was frowning on the man because the man was blind, and he was tapping his cane, and it annoyed the prophet, and he frowned on the man, and Allah frowned on him.
Yes, ma'am.
Read it, and, you know, I would suggest that all the believers, before they go out, read that surah, he frowned. And when you read that surah, it should humble you to help you on the journey.
Praise be to Allah. And yes, I remember, can't remember what exactly, what surah in Holy Quran, when it says, do not laugh or make fun of a person or perchance you think you're better. I'm just paraphrasing because I don't have the exact words. But yes, ma'am, but you know, because as we say, don't make mockery of a person. I always remember that. I know how. Some of us, you know, sometimes ignorantly make fun of a person, maybe the way they look. Yes, ma'am, the way we talk over there.
We came from some place. We can't forget where we come from.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. That is so true, so true. Wow, just enjoying your sister beautifully. Until I will see her in the hold on. 1 second here, but beautiful. Share with some more, so see. I'm like, I can listen to you all day.
I'm so humbled by this experience. I like to talk. I'm not going to say that I don't. I'm like Mr. Farrakhan. I'm the same as Mr. Farrakhan. I'm long-winded. I can hold the post.
Yeah.
Praise be to Allah. But I'm so shy. It's like, what am I going to say? I'm talking to God's people. I have to be careful not to misrepresent the truth. So I'm thinking very carefully, and I'm asking Allah to guide my words and to take the knot out of my tongue so that I can say what is appropriate to help others to be able to accomplish their mission when we go out and move out on those divine instructions, we're not to move out in a way that will get in someone else's way. We have to move out as if we are all one unit. That is very important, that we are one unit. And I would like, if I may, to read from chapter 80, which is He Frowned, if I might do
yes.
that. And then I would like to be able to give someone else the floor. In
yes,
the name
ma'am.
Of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, He frowned and turned away because the blind man came to Him. And what would make thee know that he might purify himself or be mindful so the reminder should profit him? As for him who considers himself free from need, to him thou dost attend. And no blame is on thee if he purify himself not. And as to him who comes to thee striving hard and he fears, to him thou payest no regard. Nay, surely it is a reminder. So let him who will mind it. In honored books, exalted, purified, in the hands of scribes, noble, virtuous. Woe to man, how ungrateful is he. Of what thing did he create him? And I will stop right there and leave the rest of the reading to may Allah bless
yes.
his word.
Beautiful sister. Thank you. Thank you so much for definitely sharing that. They were like, wow. Wow. Right on time. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful. Ooh, I'm loving it. Praise be to Allah.
Praise
really,
to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Wow. We're gonna go to another until our caller get ready. We're gonna
yes,
go
ma'am.
To just a short yes, ma'am, a short clip. I was listening to let's see here from our beloved minister in the fine one that's not too long because we do want to get a caller or so in. The power of I am, it's like, it's not that long, a couple of minutes here, probably about 10 minutes, and then we'll have a caller ready, I believe. So with that, we're going to play a short clip of the minister.
Let's look. When the sperm touched the egg, the first cell of life was created in the darkness of the womb. Now, anybody in here that may be pregnant, you didn't know it. Not for a while. So your consciousness did not produce the intelligence that caused the evolutionary development called life. What are you saying, Farrakhan? I'm saying this, that if in the darkness of the womb, when the sperm met the egg, the first cell of life was produced, and that cell began a movement in the darkness called rotation. If the womb is totally dark, where was the power that caused the egg or the cell to start rotating? The planets rotate and revolve. The sun is revolving, rotating, right on its own axis. The sun is moving. Anything that you see in motion lets you know that there's another power outside of that thing that is moving that thing. Now, where's the power in the darkness of the womb to start motion in the first cell of life?
Good teaching.
Yes, good teaching.
Yes, sir.
And you can't have a good teaching unless you have a good teacher. And I'm not pointing to myself. I already told you I'm a student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Right.
A black man from among us who never had a college degree.
That's right.
But a man that met with God and was taught by God.
Come on.
And the proof of it is what I'm about to tell you.
God. And the Messenger of Allah writes that Allah created himself, and then studied himself and found in himself another self, the female, and brought her out of self, and then went into what he brought out of self to reproduce self. So just a nation of gods. All of us go right back to the beginning of God himself. Before there was a sun, moon, and star, we were there with him. And we shall be there when all of this closes down as the architects of that which is coming in that is brand new. We. Us. The original people. Yes, ma'am? You know, the self-accusing spirit is never given the pronoun, the collective soft pronoun, we. The spirit is given the pronoun it. It, the spirit. Neither male nor female is the neuter gender. Huh? So the self-accusing spirit is that which is within you. Of God that allows you to be accused of it when you act contrary to it. You know, my spirit is the energy of my life. It is it, but I am. I am. It is the product of my I am-ness. The energy of my being is it, but I am not it. I am I. It's really, the language is profound. And the Quran is perfect mathematics. It isn't making no mistake mathematically. And it didn't make a mistake when it used we. It never makes a mistake when it uses I. And it never makes a mistake when it uses it in reference to the Spirit of God. Ruh, the Spirit. Not male or female, it. And that Spirit is in all of us. That self accusing spirit. And where does it come from? That's where you want to get. See, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us that the first thing that is formed in new life, when the sperm meets the egg, you get the first cell of life. And the first thing that is actually formed is brain. There's no need for hands and feet without brain. It is brain that calls them into existence. So the cell of the brain is constructed by God, as the messenger taught us, to think right. So at the core of the brain cell is the essence of what God is. Righteousness. See? So if my brain is constructed to think right, whenever wrong comes in, something contrary to right, something in my brain will suggest to me I shouldn't do that. Because the God who created my brain is a righteous God. No evil in him. So the very essence of you and me is righteousness. And the spirit out of which we act, the energy that flows from that brain, is a righteous energy. But when we give in to the lusts of the flesh and evil promptings coming from desires that are contrary to the will of God, then the righteousness of the brain will speak to our error. And then we have the chance either to answer affirmatively and say to the rightness of our brain, I will do right and eschew evil, or we will give in to our weak desire. And then we begin to think and act against the nature of the brain. And when we act against the nature of the brain cell, we begin to destroy the beauty of our own minds, and we begin to cast a veil over our seeing and our hearing, and the heart becomes dull. And we begin wandering in our inordinacy blindly, thinking that we see, but we are now blind because we've gone against the self-accusing spirit. You can't get away from yourself. You are the righteous. Make no mistake about it. I don't care what you do that's other than right. You are the righteous. And every time we act contrary to what we are, we kill the power of our minds. This thing here, this is a universe bigger than this universe. This universe is the expression of something here. And it can only be comprehended in its majesty by this. And the more we think wrong and act wrong, we begin to cloud our own vision. So we don't comprehend God, the universe, or ourselves.
Okay, I think that was the end of our beloved minister, who was wow, beautiful, speaking on, you know, striving to think right, do right, act right, because we have that self-accusing spirit when it says, no, Sister Pamela, don't do it, you know. I've got to learn to be disciplined enough to do that, because when we don't listen to the inner self who is warning us and giving us warnings to, you know, do something, not to do something, or, you know, that's contrary to our righteousness or our livelihood, then we have to, you know, feed that and not so much feeding the flesh. And that's how we become God, and that's how we become more aware and in tune to the Spirit of God. So our praises be to Allah for that beautiful, beautiful teaching that we've just heard. Sister, you know I have to get your take on what we just heard. If you would, ma'am, until our next call would come in, we'd definitely like to hear your input on what the minister just shared with us.
Wow. Sister Pamela, that was so on time. You know, we think that Minister Farrakhan sits someplace or is traveling and does not know what's going on, because there's so many of us and there's so many spirits. But I'm telling you, he is in tune with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is alive. and 40 miles above us. That's not a long way. Who is tuning in on every thought, as he was taught to do by Master Farad Muhammad. And I'm saying that because a brother made a post on Facebook tonight, Brother Elamine Muhammad, and he asked a question. He made it was kind of like a statement, question. Some people said it went over their head, and I thought deeply on it. I started not to touch it, and then I began to think about it deeply, and I commented. And what he said was, people are distant because of your secret lives. When I thought about that, I said, well, people do sometimes have things going on that they know, if people that they know looked up to them or would be hard judging them or want to tell them, but they don't know how to do it, and are fearful of your opinion of them, may change and cause the relationship between them to be at risk. Be it your mother or your father or your wife or husband or even just people that are just associated with you. At any rate,
yes,
the person who is distancing themselves from people who obviously care for them, and obviously that person cares also, or they wouldn't keep any part of their life a secret. This deals heavily with mixed feelings and controversy. The person who is distant has to properly deal with themselves and their self-accusing spirit, and come clean with themselves and their higher power, because there's something about the secret that they feel convicted by it, or for whatever reason. What would Jesus say? And whatever it is, there is pain involved. Well, we just heard what Jesus said. All praise is due to Allah. I wasn't expecting to hear the minister say these words. And this was just not even an hour ago when I was dealing with this post. That's what Jesus said. He answered my question. All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. Wow. Praise are definitely due to Allah. And I like what you said, and you're so on point, Sister Brenda. When you said, you know, we have to, you know, sometimes we let other people influence us on what we should do or shouldn't do, because in a sense we're putting them higher and then God, and that's just the truth of it. And as you also said, that it's going to sometimes bring discomfort or pain when you're striving to do what needs to be done that is a righteous thing that nobody may not understand, or it could be something personally that you need to do to help yourself, and nobody may not understand. It's going to cause some riffraff, should I say. But that's the beauty of it. You have to go through the pain, in a sense, to get to the pleasure of the spirit of Allah. So we just have to bear those, yes, ma'am, bear those birth pains in order to birth out the newness or newborn of reality, of righteousness, of goodness, of, you know, a whole new thinking ability. So with that, thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful. So we do have another caller on. Now I know who this is. Assalamu brother. Hi, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Queens. How are y'all doing?
Doing fine, brother.
Fine, brother.
Yes. Woo, I'm loving it. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Brand-
you know, listening
yes,
to
sir.
Listening to the program, and I was thinking on what the minister was saying, and I was thinking on what our sister was saying, and, you know, I was just reflecting on myself and how, you know, you people every day, whether it's in our work environment, whether we're at school, we're at home, you know, and depending upon the atmosphere that you carry will be an attracting force on the people that comes around you. And, you know, they wonder what makes you so attractive. What makes your spirit so peaceful that other people want to come around and just sit or just talk or just be in the same room, the same environment, to be able to vibrate on the level that you're putting out. And most times for believers, we don't carry our religion on our sleeves, meaning we're Muslims, you know, some of us, you know, wear our holy names, and some don't. But it's not something that we go out and, you know, as soon as we meet people, we say, you know, you come on, come to the mosque, or, you know, you do this or you do that. We just be. We be ourselves, and being ourselves, that attractiveness, that attracting power attracts people. And one girl told me one day, she said, I knew you were different because of the Ankh bracelet that I was wearing at the time. And I smiled because it's not the bracelet that makes me different from people who don't have a bracelet. But what makes me different is what I believe, what I carry in my head. And based upon what I believe and what I carry in my head automatically produces certain actions. And when those actions, based off the knowledge that you carry in your head, is done, and people around will look and wonder, wow, why are you doing that? Or how did you do that? Or why do you think like this? And they'll begin to conjure up thoughts in their own mind of why this is. Of why do I have to go to this person for counsel? The person never asked me to come to him. I'm coming to him, or I'm coming to her. What is it about these people? And what it is, it's our secret life. It's our secret life that the minister is asking us to open up and actually become saviors to our people, so the light that is within us will be able to attract more and more. And we're pulling them in. And in the midst of pulling them in, from a law that is bent upon their destruction. So as we pull them in to teachings that made you and me what we are, to allow us to stand and be strong in the face of our enemy, that our people look at us and say, wow, you are strong. We are strong because God is present. And it's time,
yes,
to open all the way up so they can feel the heat of God, so they can stand in the sun, a real live sun, and don't have to worry about what the enemy gonna think, because I'm standing and I'm bathing in the Son of God. I'm bathing in the truth of God that we have taken the lifeblood of Jesus the Christ and have been washed
in his blood and have become clean. How do you wash in red blood and become clean? Because it is that life, that blood that you live. That you live, it is the purifying agent that makes us clean. So let us be found executing our duty as we have been taught and as we have been asked. Thank you, Sister Pam, for allowing me to share what was on my heart and mind. And I rest my mind.
No. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Maurice. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, wow. That's all I can say, wow. Absolutely beautiful. You're absolutely right. I agree. You're absolutely right. Beautiful words that definitely, I know, coming from no other than Allah himself through you. And so we thank you so much for sharing, as always, your passion, your love for our people, your dedication, definitely your sacrifices and your hard work, and we truly are so grateful. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Wow. Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely beautiful.
Profound.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, sister. Anything you want to add?
I mean, I'm dropping the mic for him. There's nothing to add to that. I mean,
no,
I'm sitting here with the hair on the back of my neck, standing up, and the spirit of Allah moving through the brother in such a manner. The passion that he spoke those words from, I mean, and the truth in his words. You can't speak truth without passion. We learned that from the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Brother Maurice, thank you so much for sharing your spirit with us. Thank you. That's all I have to say, Sister Pamela. I can't compete with that.
Yes,
that's all I dare not speak over the brother. No, I can't speak over the brother.
Yes, ma'am, as you say, I'm dropping mic too and giving a standing ovation. It's not physically, but it's definitely, you better believe it's spiritually. All praise I definitely do to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Well, in the name of Allah, I'm going to close it up and say a prayer and thank you, Sister Brenda, for your beautiful spirit and your love and just your purity of what you shared with us. Brother Maurice, of course. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Brother Maurice, as always, as I so often tell you, thank you so much for your love, your spirit. We can always feel that it's such beautiful and definitely gives me inspiration to push on when I'm maybe tired or think I don't have enough juice. But you can definitely, by the grace of Allah, you know, have to feel that. So we want to definitely thank you. And for any of the listeners that will listen, I pray to Allah that you got something from this and that it will help you in your life and you can help someone else in their life. That's what it is all about. So, again, thank you. I'm so honored for anyone that comes on and listens to what we have to share. So I will close with a prayer in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, Merciful. Master, today we quit to thee do we serve, thee do we beseech for help. O Allah, guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors, and not of those who go astray. Amen. Thank you so much, Jean. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Alaykum salam.